BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Hello, here is the Scott Mills Daily for Monday, i.e. all the best bits of the show without the music. On it, a small game involving Liam Payne from One Direction and his new favourite word, as revealed on our show on Friday when we spoke to him. We prove that we really are the kiss of death for anyone participating in this year's Strictly Come Dancing. Chris now thinks that Gaga is a genius. The tables have turned. And Dan and Phil play Monday's Real or No Real.
Scott Mills. BBC Radio.
That's Kesha, who is now banned in Malaysia, and TikTok on BBC Radio 1. Not allowed there anymore.
Why is she banned?
Just too risky. They don't want her type there. Supposed to be doing a gig. It's not happening.
So seriously, if she turns up there, she'll be turned away?
Yeah, if she goes anywhere near Kuala Lumpur, she'll be off. Bye-bye.
Yeah. Wow.
That was TikTok. And hello, we are on Monday afternoon on BBC Radio 1 with Can't Hold Us Macklemore playing next. Good weekend, Christopher?
Very good, thank you. Weekend of firsts.
Go on.
I've got a toolkit.
You're 26.
I think this is growing up. Got a toolkit.
What, a proper one?
Proper one.
Have you seen my pink toolkit in my house?
No.
It's like got little miniatures in it.
Was it meant to encourage you?
No, it's kind of like my first toolkit, but it's got like everything you need in there. It's like you've got your mini hammer, you've got your mini...
Yeah.
What are they called? Screwdrivers. Yeah.
This is my first toolkit since my first toolkit.
What? When off of being five?
Off of, yeah. So, but very different, obviously.
Have you used it yet?
No, can't see when I am going to use it either.
All right.
But it's there now, ready.
And I understand you made your own gravy at the weekend.
I did. Yeah, well, yeah. This is a first as well. Made my own gravy. Several secret ingredients in the gravy, which I suppose I'm now going to have to share to make me sound chefy.
He was just telling me about this. So the gravy included. Cubes.
Yeah, so you put the cubes, put
stock
the water
cubes,
in,
but not then, your own gravy then.
But then the secret ingredient, some red wine, some Worcester sauce, and some fats from the juices of the beef.
Oh, the juices from the beef. Wow, you're turning into my nan. This is amazing. Always put the juice from the beef in, dear. All right then, nan. Bless her. Wow, so actually, if you're using stock cubes, that's really not your own gravy.
So that's my recipe anyway. Get the cubes.
And bosh loads of red wine in there. There we are.
Then red wine, unspecific quantity. Worcester sauce, unspecific quantity. I like a lot of it. And juices from the beef.
That's like making a flan, but getting the base beforehand. Not the same.
I don't know why you're having a go at me about this, because it really is no different to, you know, like NASA, when they build a spaceship.
Oh, here we go.
Right? It's a beautiful thing at the end of it. It's a work of genius. But they haven't made every little component. You know, they've outsourced.
All right, well, they've gone down IKEA, have they, to get the main bits?
Yeah, but it's like you're having a go at me for not making my own Worcester sauce.
No, it's not the same.
You know what I mean?
You can't claim that's your own if you put stock cubes in it. That's what I'm saying. Oh, hi to everyone on Twitter and Facebook, by the way, being hilarious about the storm today. Can we stop this now? I get it. It's a garden chair or a toy car that was blown over by the storm.
Yeah.
Really, really good. Thanks for that. Done now. Cheers.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay, I'm going to put this out there. I now think we've all seen enough of Lady Gaga. What are you saying?
I've got to be honest. Lady Gaga, I've never been 100% sure of myself. I'm now a changed man. I think it's brilliant.
She's a joker.
She's clearly taken the mick out of everyone.
You think one day she's going to go, it was all a joke?
I think it is. And I think it's brilliant.
Did you enjoy her X Factor performance?
Well, what was going on there?
I loved it.
what was it going on? How did you get away with that on a national sort of stage? Like,
oh, I've forgotten my stage outfit. Can I do it in my bra and pants? All right, then. Off of PE.
What are the words in that song, apart from anything else? I mean, it was bizarre. There was something for everyone there. I was watching it thinking this is weird. The stuff she was saying was weird.
I love her. But seriously, there's one thing that you know I don't like, and we've talked about this a lot. You know my feelings on it. Nude underwear. Ugh! Even the word. And there was a nude bra. There was massive nude granny pants. What's to like? And the shells fall off.
It wasn't much effort, was it?
Or
was it? I mean, however, that was high art.
Yeah, that's art, that is. However, I do like her new song a lot.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Got myself into a right mess on live TV on Friday night.
What happened? Was this on Strictly?
Yeah, Strictly It Takes Two with Zoe Ball. Haven't seen her for ages. It's a good show. I always think, how do they kind of put the people together for the panels on those shows? You know, where it's like on Extra Factor or Strictly It Takes Two. Like, where do they decide, right, those three people would go really, really well together? Admittedly, we did. But who comes up with the genius kind of, you know, mixing of personalities there?
Do you think it's like a draw? So a bit like the National Lottery, if you will, something like that. But it's just picked out. There's a giant pool of celebs. And they're just kind of picked out.
I think there's more science to it than that. Like,
who did you have?
Do you want to know who I was on with?
Yep.
Like, what genius came up with this? Ashley Banjo.
Okay.
Of Diversity. And Annika Rice.
Off of
Radio 2. And an old show called Treasure Hunt.
Okay.
Oh. Sorry, I couldn't resist that.
No,
who
come
there.
On.
Sorry.
We said.
It's a big show, though.
And that was it. So it's you three.
Yeah. But who decided that? Because it actually worked really well.
And got on with them both, and they both...
Lovely people.
Got them well together.
I said to Annika, that's a nice dress you're wearing. She was like, thank you. I literally just picked it up from a shop called River Island. Never heard of that before. I was like, yeah, that's quite famous high street one, Annika. She's like, I've never heard of it. It's quite nice though, isn't it? Love her. I love middle-aged posh women. It's my new favourite thing. I do. I really do. Anyway, so I was on. And then, obviously, the problem comes up about who I'm supporting.
Who have been your favourites? Who are the strong contenders this year, Scott? Who do you love?
I've got a problem, you see, because I'm quite good friends with Deborah Meaden.
Oh,
she's on my show all the time.
Okay.
But then so is Rachel Riley.
Oh, yeah.
But then I've now also got a thing for Susanna Reid. So, what, I mean, not a thing.
Scott, but you like.
See, so it's the age-old the triangle again, isn't it? It's Reid, Riley and Mead.
Reid, Riley, Mead. And you didn't even dare mention your previous support for Feltz.
Well, no, because she's off now, so no one's going
to
remember that, are they?
Don't talk about her ever again.
And here's me critiquing Deborah's performance from last week. So not this week's, but last week's.
Deborah, your friend, Scott. Yeah. Deborah and Robin are doing a Viennese waltz last week. This week, even. Last week, it was the Jive. Scott, what did you think of her jive last week?
Just needed to get her legs higher in the air, didn't she?
Okay.
I think that's a good critique.
Honestly, did you watch it?
When you're
given that critique, because I always watch these kind of shows, and
well,
I do
how could
think
I know
myself,
that she needed to get her legs higher in the air if I hadn't seen the actual show? Of course I watched it.
That's the point. It sounds like something that you would have made up, because it can work in any answer to any question about dance.
No, but here's the thing, you see. The judges, Bruno, Craig, Darcy, Len, they said, you need to get your legs higher in the air, girl. So that was...
You definitely watched it.
That was me going, I definitely watched the show. Mm. And then here comes the good old Mills kiss of death, which always happens on reality television.
Deborah. Scott, you've got to choose one of your three ladies.
Oh, God, Deborah.
Rachel's going to be so cross with you.
So that was, who do you want to win or who do you think is going to win? Yeah. And as we say, goodbye to Mrs. Mead from the contest.
She's off. So the problem we're going to have now is whenever we strongly support one contestant, I mean, no one's going to want us to support them.
No, quite the opposite. They're like, do not support us because we'll be off. So Feltz is gone. Now Mrs. Mead's gone.
I can't believe Mead's gone.
I know. She was really enjoying it as well. I'm actually really sad. I sent her a message. I saw you do as well on Twitter earlier saying, oh, you were really good. And she was. She genuinely loved it. But legs higher in the air.
So who do we support now?
Well,
dare we say
it's quite good because we've got.
It's almost like
we've got two left.
Whoever we say you should support, you should run straight to the betting shop and put a load of money on that person leaving.
No, it's good because there was four, and now there's only two because they're dropping like flies. So actually, for a person that hates confrontation, this has made my job a whole lot easier.
Do you know what? Inadvertently, we've almost created our own talent show out of
this, we have.
Where we're narrowing down to the final lady.
Yeah.
That we will, I take it, support for forever.
Oh, I've just been handed a note. So, right, we're going to have to bin off Reid for the time being. Rachel Riley's playing Innuendo Bingo tomorrow.
Oh.
1:45.
So you're going to have to very quickly change what you're saying now.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm Team Riley this week on Strictly, and she is going to be on tomorrow at 1:45 on Innuendo Bingo. Have you seen any of Rachel on Strictly?
I saw her last performance.
Okay, give us your thoughts.
Well, she tried to put on a very angry face.
Her face is weird on it, isn't it? I don't know if everyone's seen it.
It's a bit weird.
She's a lovely, lovely girl, but why is she doing the angry face?
Yeah, and I don't know if I want to encourage that for tomorrow's innuendo bingo.
Yes, let's ask her to do the face tomorrow.
Do you know the last video? We need something different with it anyway, because the last one was a massive hit. Do you remember? 700,000 views it's had.
One of our most popular innuendo bingo watches ever.
Mm.
So, let's try and beat that tomorrow. 1:45, bingo with Rachel Riley off Countdown and Now Strictly. Keen.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay, so we spoke to Liam Payne on Friday's show and we likened their new song to this. And as a result, Lion King then trended worldwide.
good.
Yeah. In the Daily Star today, they've picked up on it. Liam's saying that yes, it does sound a little bit like the Lion King. Gutted. Would you say Liam is my mate?
Yeah, you get on, don't you? You get on very well with his dad. Sorry, I don't mean it like that. I'm not saying, I said very, you do get on very well with his dad.
I do, Jeff, yeah. A lot of bants with Jeff. But what are we mates, me and Liam?
Yeah, I'd say so.
So would I, from Friday's show.
How's it going, mate?
Right, how are you?
Yeah, not too bad, mate. You don't want to know, mate.
Liam, you're so rich right now.
Mate.
And he likes to talk.
Mate, to be honest with you, mate. Mate, oh, mate, but do you know what? Mate.
Would you say that you're mates with him as well?
I wouldn't say I was as good mates.
No. I disagree.
Would you agree?
Hey, I was just about to say that.
But you agree?
Mate, that's the first thing I said when I heard the song.
Haven't done this for a while. In a minute... To win 10 Scott Mills points, guess how many times Liam called us mate in a 10-minute interview on Friday's show. Nice bit of Scott Mills point action. Oh, here we are. People that did a duet but haven't actually, you know. Ollie Murs and Rizzle Kicks. That's from Nick Grimshaw, who's just texted me. Have they?
I think so.
Murs and Rizzle Kicks have...
That's what I had. The story of my life, I give up. She's broke inside. The story of my life. The story of my life. The story of my life. The story of my life.
One Direction, Story of My Life, played first on Radio 1 by this show on Friday afternoon. I like it. Still sounds like JLS a bit as well.
Yeah.
Right, so Liam Payne on Friday's show. We had a chat with him before we played the song. And he did like to call me May a lot. And you as well.
Mm.
It's his thing. So we've got all the mates here, but how many times did he say it in this 10-minute interview? Matthew on Twitter says 30. Sam is guessing 19. Lucy says 100. Certainly felt like that. Daisy says 24. Lucas says 59. He's in Nottingham. Sean in Edinburgh says 72. What are you saying?
Oh, it was loads when I think about it. I'm going to go 24.
24 mates in 10 minutes in the interview. I will accept only the correct numerical answer. Someone's just hooed Scott Mills points. I know what you mean. It's been a while. Well, you know, we still
come
do
on, we're not hooing anyway.
All right, but
who's
not
who?
Who is who? And also, we give them out every day on Real or No Real. So, yeah. Okay, here is Liam Payne with all the mates. Hello, Liam Payne.
How's it going, mate?
You all right?
Yeah, not too bad, mate.
Have fans stopped nicking your pants yet over there?
Mate.
What do you do to pass the time?
You don't want to know, mate. You ever seen Duck Dynasty?
Yes.
Mate.
Have you seen hardcore porn?
Mate.
Congratulations, by the way.
Mate.
Liam, you're so rich right now.
Mate.
He burns money.
Mate.
How can you mix up Nick Grimshaw?
Mate, I don't know.
Just sit there watching it go around?
Yeah, mate. Yeah, all good, man.
Would you agree?
Hey.
Congratulations for being really hot.
Mate.
He wasn't so sure, but you agree?
Mate.
Are you a fan?
Mate.
Of course.
Gotta be done, mate.
Boiling hot.
Oh, mate. Yeah, mate.
It goes on a bit.
Mate.
Scott, would you say he's your hottest member of One Direction?
No.
You know what, Scott? Me and you have just fallen out.
How's your dad?
Me dad's eight, mate. To be honest with you, mate. Cheers, mate. See you in a bit, mate.
It sounds really weird when they're all together.
Oh, I was so close, I think. What did you rate that?
Thanks
as?
To Dick and Dunn for the music. Right, so. No way!
I made it, you see, I made it 23.
No, the producer's decision is final.
24, so bang on.
24?
Yes.
Right.
That's weird, actually.
What's going on?
No, honestly, I honestly didn't cheat.
Did you tell him?
No, no, no.
Right. If you said 24, give yourself 10 points. Well deserved.
Yeah. The Scott Mills Daily.
I want to bring up something with you.
Okay, I hate this.
I know, because I was trying to think to myself, is this something that maybe we should talk about first before we talk about it now? But we're talking about it now, so it's kind of happened.
Yep, seems that way.
You know, last week when I was around at yours.
Yeah.
Do you remember I was around for the evening and you went out
for
an hour or two?
Yeah.
Still not quite sure where you went.
Yeah, but sometimes you will just stay around mine because we're good mates and you like to watch my TV.
But slightly rude
that you
left me without really much of an excuse.
Yeah, but I know that you'll be all right. You're not going to trash the place. It's only like
I know, but you know when you have guests around and you sort of just leave them to it to a certain extent, you might go do a bit of cleaning or something. It's a bit odd when I heard the front door go and you...
Well, you see, did you answer it?
No. I meant when you left. I just found it a bit odd that you just left me in there.
Oh, yeah. Well, I had places to go, things to do.
Anyway, you know when I was round yours and I took delivery of that box?
Yes.
Which you still haven't told me what was inside it.
Yes. Well, that doesn't matter.
So basically, the door went off at Scott's and I took delivery of...
I'm glad you were there because if that was me, I wouldn't have answered the door. You know what I'm like with answering the door. I've got about three of those things that arrived over the weekend. Actually, I wasn't in at the time. You know those red little things? We missed you. Mm. Come round to the post office. Come and get it.
Well, they said, can you sign for this? And I was like, yeah, okay, because you know how it is. I'm just going to pass it on. Mm. Anyway, I looked at the pad of the thing that I was going to sign, you know, the electronic pad.
Yeah.
And it said Sue Mills. On the name. Now, yes. I don't know anyone that's related to you called Sue. So what I found confusing by this, is this your alter ego? What I'm saying here is, do you call yourself Sue Mills so that people don't recognise the Scott Mills name? And if so, why have you settled on a female alter ego?
Why would I need to do that?
I don't... Well, like, I was thinking this through as well. Is it a bit like, you know when you go to airports... And you see those people holding the signs.
Oh, well, they've got the name sign up, yeah.
Yeah, now if I saw one with a celebrity name, I'd hang around to wait for them. So do you call yourself Sue Mills?
That's right, I put them off the scent by calling myself Sue, and then they'll never find.
But this is kind of what's been bugging me since last week, so I just thought we could maybe clear this up. Is your alter ego...
Sue
Mills. And why have you chosen that name?
As opposed to a man's name.
Yeah, as opposed to a random man's name. Like...
I can explain. Didn't say Lord on it, did it?
No, it didn't. It just said Sue Mills, and I rattled it to try work out what was inside, and I couldn't. There was nothing on the outside, which made me immediately suspicious. Because
it's just something for Christmas.
But if it's a Hoover or something, it would say on the on the packaging.
Yeah, it's not a Hoover. Was it a plain brown box?
Plain brown box.
That's what I thought. Yeah.
Addressed to Sue Mills.
That's right. No, it's not what it seems. I do sometimes still have the, you know, you can go on the drop-down box and put, like, Mr. and Mrs. Lord.
Yeah.
So I do put Lord sometimes, just so it looks good when it arrives in the post.
But Lord
Mills.
Sue?
No. Sue Mills is my wife's dad.
Your wife's dad?
No, my... No. No, wrong.
I'm very confused.
I'm really confused. My dad's wife, not my wife's dad. Can we just get this... It's my dad's wife.
Sue is your wife's dad.
No! This is really going wrong. My dad's wife. And that's why. And something that may have arrived for her last week.
Oh,
thanks for letting me know on air, as opposed to us talking about it before.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Oh, I see what we've done here now. Sue Mills is my wife's dad.
Right. That needs to stop.
Sue Mills is my wife's dad. Seriously, like... If we want to play like that, I'll bring out Auntie Trees again.
It's becoming a thing now. Scott.
Hi, Trees.
Do it with me. Sue's my wife's dad.
Sue Mills is my wife's dad. Remember, do you remember your Auntie Trees?
Yeah.
Hi, Trees.
Yeah.
I'm sure we've got that somewhere. Sue Mills is my wife's dad.
Yeah.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Sorry. I can't take it seriously. Cringe.
Stephen Buff makes a very good point. Is there anyone less like a gorilla in the entire world than chirping pop dwarf Bruno Mars? Probably not.
If I was single and I put on that popular sort of dating app thing that everyone's on, some of the lines from that song, what, the one would ever swipe through.
The one that rhymes with Kinder?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
I don't think they would, no.
They wouldn't express much interest.
No. That was Bruno Mars. He's a good artist, though, isn't he? And that was Gorilla on BBC.
Sorry.
It's even called Gorilla. Okay, it's time for Dear Scott from the Posh Radio 4 lady. Remember last week where we were taking things that were a little bit retro or in the past and going, hey, a lot. We've banned it now for the time being. But here's one that I may have done last week. We were just calling people in the office and people at random. You have to get them to say it.
Hey.
Hello.
Hello.
Is that Mel? Oh. It's Scott in the studio. You're right.
Yeah, not bad, thanks.
God, you're really breaking up. Really bad signal.
Oh, am I? I know, sorry, it's my my network provider isn't very good.
It's really bad.
Oh, is it? Yeah. Do you want to just call me on my landline?
Hey! And she finally hung up.
And we're trying to move away from the hooing thing.
Yeah,
but that's
a bit, yeah. The landlines
are massive.
Anyway, Dear Scott.
Dear Scott, I'm not sure if Dear Scott is a bit who now, because you never seem to read them out anymore. Love you, bye. Lizzie, a fresher off of Cardiff University, who still listens every day.
Good to have you on board, Lizzie, and good to know that you still listen, because a lot of students have forgotten about us now because they've made new friends. Like, well into the first year now, aren't they? Like, oh yeah, bye, Scott. No, Dear Scott's not really...
Who?
Enjoy her doing it. We just haven't done it for a while. But it's back!
Dear Scott, Chris and PR4L. A week ago, I was at the local with a few mates when the conversation turned towards games and videos. The girls became quite bored very quickly, until someone mentioned a Nintendo Wii. Instinctively, I hooed the Wii quite loudly. Little did I know that all along, one of the girls is a fellow Scott Mills listener. The conversation then turned towards one for the purists, Stupid Street, Tap End and Innuendo Bingo. Thought you'd like to know that just one who has made for a better friend. Love you, bye. Harry, off of Leicester.
Yes, people are actually making friends through this show. I like it.
I did hear of a great one of someone hooing someone ringing the bell on a bus the other day. I like it when people are doing it in public places, you know?
I know. On Twitter now, all I get is pictures of things. Like earlier, someone sent me a picture of a cassette and then just put hashtag who. Yeah. Thanks for all those. Also, shout to the girl at the club in Edinburgh I was playing on Friday night. I don't think she quite got it. And possibly she had a couple of drinks, but just came up to me and went, Scott, 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 come here, come here, come here. At which point I was right in her face and I went, yes. And she went, who? Went, yes. And then she went, who? I was like, what are you hooing?
Either she
and then she went, who? I was like, be off with you.
I'm an adult baby.
Oh, no, I didn't mean... I'm so sorry. I didn't honestly didn't mean to play that.
You know what?
That isn't... Right, that was low, but honestly, it's supposed to be the Dear Scott music. It was.
Was she hooing who or hooing you?
I don't think she gets it. I think she just like... You know when you get something in your head when you've had a couple of drinks? And, Scott, come here. Yeah. But like the least enthusiastic one ever. Next.
Dear Scott, you mentioned that Siberian Caroline Flack was very ambitious.
Sam, it's not Siberian, it's Serbian. I went to Serbia, not Siberia. However, Siberian X Factor, yes please.
And let's face it, she really did want you.
But,
you mentioned a few days ago that she said something you couldn't repeat on the radio when you were making sandwiches with her. And I swear I heard her go juggle, juggle on Wednesday's podcast. So is juggle, juggle what you couldn't repeat? What else did she do? The suspense is killing me. Joel.
Well, thanks for your...
Juggle, juggle.
Thanks for your email there, Joel. So this is back to my experiences at X Factor Serbia a couple of weekends ago, where I did their judges' houses. So there was me with Una, who is the Serbian version of Caroline Flack. She presents the Extra Factor in Serbia. And while me and her were lying on a bed together... she wanted to take a photo of us, And then she said, let's make sandwiches, as you will see if you've watched the video. A lot of people have as well.
Let's make sandwiches.
You can hear her say that there. And then the slight thing afterwards, let's turn that up a bit.
It does sound...
No, I think that's
is
just...
Is that Juggle Juggle?
No, I don't think it is. I think that's just a... like a Siberian phrase that we don't know. But she did definitely say...
sandwiches.
Loves it. And next on Dear Scott.
Dear Scott and Chris, in my maths lesson today, my friend had forgotten her maths book, so the teacher gave her scrap paper to write on. See image. You appeared on the back of this piece of paper. The title is Real or No Real, and further down on the page it says In the Exam, which can only suggest they were doing an exam about you and your segment, Real or No Real. Evidently not a maths exam, but my teacher also teaches citizenship, so maybe that. Either way, why were they doing an exam about you? And why do I not have cool exams like that? My teacher is obviously a fan of the show. Shout out to him. From Anna. Yes, I'm 14 and listen to your show. Wow.
Wow.
What's maths?
She does say maths in a weird way, doesn't she? Maths.
Maths?
Maths?
Maths.
Who is it? Maths.
I've heard people call it that before.
What, though? Maths?
Maths.
Are they the same kind of people that say mayor?
Maybe.
Mayor.
It's just maths, isn't it?
Maths, I would say. Or if you're American, math.
Math.
Weird.
Yeah.
But then they had an end on sport. Sport.
Do you know what? I've got this exam thing.
Why are they doing exams about real
or
no real?
It's really weird to see, actually. So it's like, you know how you do on school papers? It's like, it says real or no real along the top, underneath. It's weird to see it intellectualised, if that's the word. From what I can gather, and this is, to be honest, it's far too intelligent for me. It appears to be a lesson on citizenship, and in particular, the art of rhetoric.
Oh, sure.
Which is, in itself, the art of effective or persuasive speaking or writing.
Right, so are they teaching you, like, debating skills like we do on Real or No Real?
I think so. So what they've taken Real or No Real as a case study, which is a very, very bad idea, considering some of the arguments that we
have. Exactly. Like when we sometimes debate whether Robin Thicke is actually 56 or not.
Yeah.
Ones like that. And also at the really time odd. Whether Conor Maynard's uncle is actually money-saving expert Martin Lewis. That was one.
It is weird because all the subtitles are very odd. It's like... ability to see, underline. Scott Mills wasn't there at these alleged events. It is secondhand information.
I love this.
You know, expertise, underlined. Scott Mills tries to introduce his expertise to prove the third story. He says that it's likely to be true since the goodies are very funny.
Oh, no.
Something in which he might be considered to be an expert.
It's making my head fizz. The Scott Mills Daily. I want to shout out a new show which I saw last night on ITV1. Is it called ITV1 now or just ITV?
I'm not sure.
Prize Island.
Oh, what's this, please?
Oh, my. So, it's Emma Willis and the bloke off Pointless. Is his name Xander. And they appear to be doing a normal TV quiz, but only on a beach. A beach on Prize Island. So, it's your standard quiz with multiple choice questions and answers. But they never say where Prize Island is. They say... Join us next time on Prize Island.
Are they stranded on Prize Island?
I don't think so. They're just on a beach doing a quiz. Now, here's the thing. It's ITV, right? Take Me Out's coming back soon. So I reckon what they've done is got a bog off on flights to Fernando's. So Prize Island is blatantly Fernando's. That's what I'm saying.
But what's on
it was Prize very windy, which the Canary Islands is at this time of year.
Prize Island is... I take it it's full of prizes then. I mean,
it's loads of prizes, but... I'm so sorry about this. I know we banned them, but a massive who needs to happen now. Okay, so... The bit I saw, they got the answer right at the end. And Xander and Willis were like, yay, well done. Let's see what's behind the screen. Let's see if you've won the big prize on Prize Island. And then, this hasn't happened on TV for some time. The screen goes back. They get the correct answer. And waiting for them, you actually see it on screen, is a brand new car.
Oh, hey! Yeah, I know what you mean.
What?
But I think this is good because having it on Prize Island makes it work slightly more than in studio. For example, I've found a channel which plays loads of these old game shows, and what I find really weird is when you won top prize and it was a speedboat.
that used to happen a lot.
Where are you meant to put it?
I don't know. Like in the drive, I guess? But yeah. Shout out to Prize Island for bringing back the actual car that they win on TV last night behind the big screen. Really enjoyed it.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hi to all the girls that I saw dressed as sexy ghosts in Edinburgh on Friday. And hi to anyone that's dressing up for Halloween who, well, the outfit has absolutely nothing to do with Halloween at all. Nothing annoys me more.
You're not a fan of this, are you?
No. Oh, I'm going to go as... what did I see someone in the other night? Well, one, I like the girls that dress up as, like, a sexy ghost. Why does it have to be sexy?
Because you ultimately are going on a night out where you still want to pull, but...
So you've got to make it
dressed,
sexy.
Yeah, because you're dressed as monsters.
Oh, so, I'm a sexy witch, look at me.
Sexy werewolf, that kind of thing. You basically just cut holes out.
Right, yeah, just minimalise it. What else did I see the other night? I was like, that's not Halloween at all. It's just a standard... like, fancy dress outfit. I'm sure it was a nurse outfit. That's not Halloween.
Well, for your party, I'm thinking fireman.
Not Halloween, again. Annoying. Not Halloween.
And I'll tell you why. Because I cannot be bothered with all this sort of makeup situation in the morning if you do the face paints. I know I'm going to sound like a, you know, really, I'm not making much effort, but I don't particularly want to. And also, you sort of want to look all right.
No, I don't agree.
Do you know, last year I went to your party dressed as a Ghostbuster. And that was great.
At least that's kind of Halloweenish. It is. But all that is a black T-shirt and a jumpsuit?
Jumpsuit and a proton pack.
I've still got that.
I know.
Deflated.
I know, I really
sadly
want it back.
I think someone punctured
tell
it with
what,
a cigarette.
I felt like the man in that.
Did you?
Yeah.
Or until it went...
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Dan and Phil are here.
Right.
Hello. Oh,
hello. You all right?
Good.
Yeah. Do you agree with me about Halloween costumes? Like, don't just wear any old fancy dress to Halloween.
I kind of did that last night, though, Scott.
Oh, what?
I was a giraffe.
No!
But I was a zombie giraffe.
Oh, that's fine.
He was an undead giraffe, yeah.
Yeah, you've Halloweened it up. Don't just go as a builder.
Yeah, because it was a Halloween special of our show last night, so I was a vampire and I felt like I let myself down creatively, whereas then Phil in a giraffe zombie looking like a zombie was either an undead zombie or a guy in a giraffe onesie that got bitten by a zombie and turned into a zombie.
You've just got to get creative with it.
Wow,
you know?
That was good.
You don't need to go as a sexy ghost. You can go the other way around. What you can do is take something sexy and just make it scary. Do you know what I mean?
Like, I'm a scary nurse.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Terrifying
really
nurse.
What does that look like?
Do you two, you are looking very similar today.
Yeah,
it was an accident.
It's really awkward when we leave the house wearing matching jumpers.
Yeah. We are matching.
Nice. I like it.
It's cute.
It's almost like, it is cute. It's like you planned it. So it's Dan and Phil for Real or No Real. We have a selection of facts here, but... which are right, which are wrong. You get 10 points if you get it right.
Some British birds take girls-only holidays in France.
Oh, what?
What?
That's it.
That's the fact.
Some...
Is
what?
The
birds. What's going on?
Would you like to hear it again?
Yes. Some British birds take girls-only holidays in France.
So what they're doing is...
actual birds.
So birds that fly.
Yeah. Okay, we get that now.
They go on girls' holidays. And imagine the boys go to Cabos.
Weekend in Paris.
That's
messy weekend in Napa for the lads.
Pigeons in Napa.
With little T-shirts.
I like it.
Yeah.
So, does that actually happen where a group of girls go on holiday?
British birds, the females go to France just for little holidays. They said holidays.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it must not be a holiday.
Like
it must be
planned.
Some kind of breeding reason for it. But why France? What's different? That's so weird. That makes no sense.
Ah, you're onto something there because it could be the climate. So it could be the older.
Go for a bit of sun.
Tanning in southern France. Yeah. That makes no sense. I don't think that's real at all.
Doesn't make much sense.
No.
Does it? So, is it real or no real? Do girls, birds, girls, go on holidays to France? Girls only.
Nature always surprises me, so I'm going to say real for that one.
No real. That makes no sense.
I'm going to say no real on this one.
That one is real.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
So nice. It is.
Yep. So the Balearic shearwaters are the birds that we're talking about. Hello, girls. It's only the females that migrate, leaving the guys back home while they fly off to France for a bit of for a bit of girls' holiday, actually.
Cool.
That's what happens.
Wow.
Oh, nature's great, isn't it? And next.
The first video thought to have gone viral on the internet was a 1994 clip of former US President Bill Clinton falling over on a pair of inline skates.
Classic. I think I've seen that one.
Right, you two will know this, surely. This is just internet knowledge, isn't it?
Well, we are from the internet.
Yes, you are.
Don't want to give too much away, though.
Born and bred.
What with your eye? I have no idea. No,
born
I was like.
Born and bred.
I was. When was it? 1994? As in, it happened in 1994, it was on the internet then, because I was three in 1994.
I believe it was the. What? Just the first ever viral.
Okay.
You could
first
watch.
Viral video.
Yeah. I think I might have actually been too young to witness that.
I don't remember that.
But I'm surprised you don't know it as like internet folklore.
Yeah, I mean,
I feel like I'd know it.
It seems like it would be cat related or something. Mm. That's quite spectacular.
When did you two first step out on the internet together?
Together, in like 2009
or
something.
Yeah. I think I remember it well.
15 years ago. Mm. Jeez.
Yeah.
So, Bill Clinton,
Clinton falling over
on inline skates, first ever viral video, real or no real?
No idea. Real?
I'm going to say no real.
I'm going to say no real.
That one is no real.
Yes.
Drat.
Go. Don't know what it was, though. We don't have that answer.
Oh.
How ambiguous. It was a cat doing something, falling over, trying to jump, and then it hit the wall or something.
Of course it was.
You've seen it.
And what about this? Hope you're playing along at home for 10 Scott Mills points.
Danish roads frequently feature signs which warn drivers that they are about to enter fart control.
Did I hear that right? Was that fart control?
Fart control.
What is fart control? That they're about to enter fart control.
Yes.
What does that mean? Like, if you fart, then you'll get shot or something? What do we think that is?
I don't know.
I don't know what
I
that
have
might
been
be.
To Denmark, but I didn't see the fart control signs.
That sounds very imposing if they're going to stop people from farting when they want to. I mean, you can't really control it, can you?
No.
No, fart control, I'm saying no. No real.
Just straight up.
Yeah,
no what?
Straight up, there you go.
That I don't know what that is, but I want it to be real, so you explain it, so I'm going to say real.
I can't imagine what that sign would look like. But I'm going to say no real.
That one's real.
Oh, yes, what? It is. Do you have the info?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Hello, Danish people. So, they'll be used to the signs.
Yeah.
Fart control translates as speed control.
Oh.
So it says it everywhere, all over the autobahns.
It's a trick.
It's like Cockfosters. I wouldn't be able to go through there without laughing all the time. Fart control.
Always,
and then I'd crash.
Always, always causes a giggle, doesn't it? And next.
At the start of 2013, Rizzle Kicks introduced a one hangover only rule to ensure that both Jordan and Harley aren't both suffering on the same day.
Safe rule. Safe rule.
That's a brilliant.
Rule. Very professional.
Great idea.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So one can help the other one.
I think we've done that before. Have you two done that before?
Yeah.
To be fair.
Is the Rizzle Kicks similar to sort of the setup in America whereby the president cannot travel in the same plane as that, you know, just in case it goes down and then...
It's the Rizzle Kick with the hat. He's the one that would get to fly the plane, wouldn't he?
Yeah. So I'm saying the Rizzle Kicks must always travel separately. Should the worst happen, the Rizzle Kicks will go on, sort of thing.
In case one of them dies.
I don't think it's like royalty. Under. No, I don't think that's the case.
Is it not?
I think that Jordan and Harley both frequently fly together.
Right, yep. Okay.
We were almost late today, and I said, Dan, you go without me, and then I'll chase you down the road as fast as I can.
Oh. It happened. Yeah. It was really disturbing.
You made that sound,
Phil runs like a goose.
You made that sound really dramatic. Like, Phil, you were saying, like, Dan, you go on.
It was like that.
Go on, Dan. It was literally that dramatic.
Do it for your country. So, Rizzle Kicks, one hangover only rule. It's a brilliant idea. I'm going to start doing this with you, Chris.
I'm saying real.
Real?
Yeah.
That's such a good rule. Obviously real.
I'm going to say real as well.
That one is no real.
Oh. What? What? What are they doing?
They both
love hangovers and have them all the time.
How unprofessional.
And at the end of that round of real or no real.
Okay, I got 10, Dan got 10, Phil got 20.
Yes, Phil!
Poor performance.
What a winning streak.
What's on the internet for us this week?
Okay, well, last week in our show, we did something for the first time ever in the history of the world, which is us and all of our listeners and watchers from around the world all made a music video live together at the same moment. So we all downloaded this app, right? And we all lip-synced to Teenage Dirtbag by Wheatus at the same time. And then this app stitched it all together to make one video where hundreds of people were all doing something at the same time. It's like a snow globe of lip-syncing, and it's incredible.
It sounds like a technical nightmare.
But we didn't have to do it, so exactly. It was all automatic. It was side. But yeah, so if you want to check out whatever that is, then it's on the Radio 1 YouTube channel. But yeah, other than that, watch me and Phil harass people at the Teen Awards on Sunday.
Yeah, so you're going to be red carpet.
Yeah, we are the official backstage people. So we're going to be pouncing on people, seeing Jessie J stuffing her face with stuff. It's going to be good.
Brilliant. So yeah, all backstage stuff and red carpet stuff with Dan and Phil on Sunday at the actual Teen Awards. Yes. See you there. Innuendo bingo with Rachel Riley off Countdown and currently off Strictly. She's working very hard on doing that serious face every week on Strictly. Or was it just this week because she had to do the Paso Doble?
It was themed. She had to be fierce. She had to bring out the, I don't know,
Spanish
tiger or something.
Is what I'm saying. And last time we had Riley on was one of our most watched videos ever for Innuendo Bingo. So that's going to be a bonus. Tomorrow, 1:45, Rachel Riley on Countdown. It's going to be a wet one. She's rehearsing hard at the moment. Also, what are we going to do? Get shirts made saying Team Riley? What are we going to do?
I've got some. Well, we'll talk about it tomorrow. Shirts have been ordered.
They have?
Yeah.
For the right contestant?
Kind of.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Obviously, we couldn't predict results.
Oh, no.
So we'll deal with this problem tomorrow.
Oh, no. Oh, dear.
And I do want to use. I mean, good money, those cost.
Yeah, I know. So you've got to use them, haven't you? This show is the kiss of death for everyone on Strictly. Bye, Meaden. She's off. If that was your first time downloading this podcast, hit subscribe and you'll get it delivered to you every day. Spanking brand new. Tomorrow at 1:45 on Innuendo Bingo. Yes, it's Rachel Riley. Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.